The most important reason I have come, though there are many, just being in this energy together, is to share with you a tool that you're familiar with. This is a very alchemical tool that was brought forward upon your earth in these days through the Divine Feminine. And it was preserved and brought forward through me, Mary Magdalene. This was a tool that I used daily in multiple ways, as also upon our earth at that time, as I mentioned, the select few, particularly the Essene, we used multiple tools from the earth, of the earth. And yet this one was preserved and, yes, even allowed to be brought forward. And that is the tool of the rose. See a beautiful red rose in front of you now. I invite you today, or in the next days, to even bring to you a fresh red rose to experience. But for now, see this red rose. And I invite you to look within the slightly open bud and see that beautiful configuration of the flower of life. See the layers, the depth of color. Can you feel the energy of this high frequency and the vibration of this sacred, beautiful creation? This rose was not only created to be beautiful upon your earth, but it comes preserved in its fullness at a time when we walked the earth, there were multiple tools, tool being a word you understand of the using of, that we were using at our disposal. There was a co-creation of nature. This is the one tool that was fit for and brought forward at your disposal. And I've come to even bring a deeper awareness to your knowing of this beautiful sacred rose. As you look at it and feel it, draw it closer to your mouth and say hello. And feel the hello back. At this time, this rose tool is available to experience at a level of consciousness because of where you are at, never before possible. Notice the sacred geometry within the formation of the rose. As you look within it, and be aware that this rose comes out as a tight, closed bud. Can we force a rose open? Yes, and if we do, what happens? It is not the beauty. As petals fall away, it cannot be forced open and be in its divine creation in you, beloved, are that symbol of the rose as you are opening and expanding within your beauty. You are like that rose. Feel the color codes, the sacred geometries, and even the sounds that you don't hear with your ears that are present. And I invite you now, as if with an imaginary or your etheric hand, hold this rose in front of you and just notice it, observe it. There's a reason that this rose tool was brought forward as a very foundational tool. There are multiple uses, but for now, allow this rose, as you know, to be at the edge of your auric field. And as you place this rose there, notice a change in frequency and vibration of the outer layer of your auric field. You may even choose to see a rose in front of you, and each will be at equal distance in front, behind, above, below, to the left, to the right. Feel yourself now, embodied even, with these roses around you. Beloved, take a deep breath. Sacred beauty, co-creation, a gift for you. From the divine feminine, a time when the earth fell in consciousness and we said, oh, but wait, let us bring forward this one tool, please. And the divine said, yes, it is so. Leaving the energy of those roses to surround you now, create another rose. You see, you create the image as the creator you are, as it holds the frequency, the vibration, the intention, and all that this encompasses. And bring it within your auric field now, and allow it just to be. For in the being, this rose will draw off you what vibrates slower and slower, meaning all those thoughts, feelings, experiences that are not serving you. And manone me none le ospane. And now, as it was designed, notice that rose has collected up portions of energy. And now take it outside of your space. And as this is part of the creation, all the energies are neutralized. And now, beloved, explode that rose and see millions of particles of light. And it's the sixth ray of creation that gathers this back up. Neutralized. And now again, see those roses that are at your auric field and just feel, be in your sacred heart. I feel the exchange of energy as you've drawn off what's ready to release and allowed more of the divine in. Use this tool, precious. Anyone who saw me walking in the days that I walked your earth was familiar with seeing me carrying roses. I was called the Rose One. You didn't see that written in the books, did you? Just like portions of your story, of the truth of you within your heart, have not been told or expressed or kept secret, beloved, you can now bring them forward. It's safe. You just choose who to share with. Most of all, share them with yourself. As you're on this beautiful journey, create this rose and several roses and multiple roses daily. If you have a thought that comes into your mind that is not a thought you want to experience, before it becomes in a full creation of a feeling, draw out that rose. For once it's in a feeling, it takes more energy to release a feeling that has been magnetized. There's no wrong in that. It is just how the bodies are. But when you capture a thought, that can dissipate in the power of the rose, fully off your space, with great ease. Emotions and feelings. Yes, the rose tool is powerful, and you may use that also in the multi-layers of that and simply draw out the feeling, even a color, even a person, place. There are just simply depths to the feeling and emotions that require more. Now, take a deep breath, breathing in the infinite wisdom of the Creator into your physicalities. Other roses were in your awareness, whether you knew or not, so I invite you to draw them outside of your space and explode them, for they long to be of service. For yes, they have a personal expression as well. See that green coating and notice it is even more present in richness, in texture, and in availability now. And draw that in. Allow that rose tools, the roses, to remain around you and feel again that frequency and vibration of this divine sacred tool. And I'm so honored to share this with you, and with great enthusiasm, I said yes. And there is even more, but for now, this has been a fullness. And wherever you are in your journey, rest in these energies. And yet, if you have work yet to do today, may you be energized. And if it is your sleep time, may you, in a beautiful bed of roses, wrap them around you and sleep deeply and well. And may both of those experiences be yours wherever you are in your journey, today and each day forward, now that you have this knowing. Feel the presence of this divine feminine triad. It is I, Mary Magdalene, present with beloved Mother Mary, beloved precious Anna, and the whole host of divine. That is you. I return from this vehicle channel now with much appreciation for you now hold this sacred tool at your disposal in a way not before available. Even though it was on your earth and has been used, isn't that magnificent? Blessings of enthusiasm, excitement, and love to you. It is I, Mary Magdalene, and I step back now.